Previously on the Nights of Layla.
Majid, I'm telling you, I don't know.
But Nuri, a gold necklace can't just appear from nowhere and land in our suitcase.
Majid, listen, please. I'm telling you that I don't know.
Do you think this is a necklace that Layla's mother-in-law was looking for?
Well, I suppose it must be. But maybe someone put it there.
Are you saying that someone planted it in our case?
I don't know. Maybe. Maybe it was Maria the maid. Or maybe it was Layla's friend Humaira.
This is the first time that I've encountered such a strange thing.
Doctor, jazakallah for coming at this critical time. I'm sure you must be exhausted. Let me help you to your car. And I'll come and see you in the morning and settle the bill.
Layla, this is all your fault. If you hadn't gotten married to my brother, after being with that Napa character Zunaid, all those genie and Jadu characters would have never entered our house. And...
Sauda, how can you say that?
Sauda, that was totally uncalled for.
Let's all calm down. This has been a stressful evening and I'm sure you didn't really mean that. Did you, Sauda?
Of course I did, sir. Layla has been nothing but trouble since the day she came. And now her so-called gene is affecting Papa.
Sauda, just get out of here, man.
Right. That's enough. Your father had just been through a difficult time. First with the accident and now with this. And all his grown children can do is stand here and fight while he tries to recover. Sauda, go to your room. And when you feel you can control your tongue, come out and apologize to both Layla and your brother.
But, Mulana, the strangest thing happened, which I think you ought to know about. My pa was here earlier to visit Papa, and he happened to mention that he and my ma came down to Durban because they've also been having some weird experiences at the house in Cape Town. Is it possible that the jinn that had taken up residence in their home are the same jinn that are here in this house? And if it has to do with Sihir, would you be able to tell us who it is that's causing all these problems in our house?
Layla, I'm sure what you are telling me isn't just a coincidence, but my job is to help you get rid of whatever is plaguing you, not to play detective and find out who it is. The most I can tell you is that someone has been jealous of your good fortune in marrying Salman after your divorce from Zunaid. And this person has sent some evil jinn to disturb the relationship between the two of you, to try to harm you, and to plant suspicion in everyone's minds. You can rest assured that the person responsible is not a family member. Sister Layla, remember you said that when you almost had that car crash yesterday, you started reciting Ayatul Kursi? Well, you saw for yourself that the Quran and supplicating to Allah are the only things that can help.
Come, dear friends, to the city of Durban and the house high up on the hill in the suburb of Westville. The house where the night of Layla is being overtaken by a new day. The house where the shadows are starting to recede and the light that is filtering through the windows seems somehow clearer and brighter. The Adams family are sitting around Ishaq's bed trying to piece together the events of the past 2 weeks.
So, I'm going back home tomorrow evening then. Sage just sent me the booking confirmation.
So soon, but you...
Oh, Sauda, we're going to miss you. I'm so glad you came down to meet with us at this time.
Papa, I'm so sorry to have to leave you while you're still recovering.
Alhamdulillah, I'm feeling so much better and getting stronger every day. Although, I'm still not sure what happened the other night when I got so sick.
It's better that way.
Well, we'll never know who was doing the jadu on Layla. Mulana Zahir said the most he can tell us is that it's someone who is jealous of us.
Then Mulana Zahir must be a true Amin. Just wait. I want to play you this final clip of Mulana Yaqub's so you can understand.
So, my dear listeners, we are now coming to the end of our series on jinn and jadu. However, I would like to leave you with a last bit of advice. When a couple are experiencing some kind of strain and upheaval in their relationship and factors like stress or trauma are ruled out, then it may be that they are being affected by sihr. Signs of this are that the couple will start to argue and disagree. They will begin to find each other unattractive they will dislike each action of the other, and their mutual love will turn to hatred. In such cases, in addition to increasing the recitation of the Quranic Kareem and the du'as that were previously mentioned, they may also need to consult in Amil. But a word of caution, dear listeners, there are many fraudsters out there posing as Amils. We need to be very wary of who we approach, as many of them also employ means of witchcraft and sorcery. So a real Amil will never disclose who is the perpetrator of the sihr that you are experiencing, and they will only ever use means from the Quran and the Sunnah, or amal from the pious predecessors, in their quest to help you. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen.
So true, Hajrama. I'm just glad we finally found the right Amil, and things seem to have settled down a bit.
Lucky Mulana Yaqub suggested Mulana Zahir, and at least now you all reading Quran regularly.
Alhamdulillah. Let's just hope that this is all behind us now. Soda, I can take you to the airport tomorrow. Layla's parents are also flying tomorrow evening back to Cape Town.
Mummy, I have something to tell you. I don't know if you'll believe me, but...
What is it, Layla? I believe just about anything now, after all that's been going on in this house.
Yeah, this place really is like a haunted house.
Ma, you're right, but just listen to Layla first, and then you really will believe that this place is haunted.
Well, my mother called a little while ago. She said that somehow it seems as if that necklace Mummy lost ended up in her suitcase. She was packing up all her things before they leave, and she came across it.
Maybe she stole it.
No, man, don't be ridiculous, Soda. If Layla's mother had stolen the necklace, she would never have said that she found it in her bag.
But how did it end up in her suitcase? Things don't just fly around.
Actually, I was meaning to tell y'all that when Maria was cleaning up the guest room before they left, she told me that she had seen the necklace and thought it belonged to Nurul Ain. So she put it in her bag.
Hey, Mommy, why didn't you tell us? Do you think Maria is telling the truth? You asked her when the necklace went missing, and she said she hadn't seen it anywhere. So then when did she find it? And why would she have put it in Layla's mother's bag?
Maybe Maria stole the necklace and then planted it in Ma's case when she thought you were suspicious of her. She may have wanted to turn the focus away from herself and to cast suspicion on my parents.
I've always had doubts about Maria.
It is possible, Layla, but Maria's been with us since Salman was a baby, and I never found anything missing.
Well, whatever the case, at least the necklace has been found.
Ma says they'll drop it off later. It's Nasira. Hello?
Layla, are you busy? Officer Mbona called and he said he wanted to see Adnan urgently because they have a link to another case. But then there was some commotion going on at the station, so we're on our way there now. Can you and Salman meet us there?
Okay, we're leaving now.
Salman and Layla rush off to the police station, where they find Adnan and Nasira sitting in a private office with Officer Mbona.
Ah, good. All of you are here now.
Officer, what's going on now?
I believe you know Mr. Bashir Pir, the religious cleric. He was the one who brought you back home. Right, Mr. Hartley?
Yes, but I don't remember what happened before that.
Well, I'm so sorry to break the news to you like this. Mr. Bashir has been shot and killed.
You mean Mulana Bashir, the Amil that was with Adnan?
Yes, ma'am.
But how? What happened?
Unfortunately, he was hijacked and shot 4 times. He died almost instantly.
Ya Allah, that's terrible.
So, Mulana Bashir is dead?
Yes, sadly so. It seems like it was a hit-and-run hijacking, but we will have to investigate further. The reason I wanted to speak to you is that we found Adnan's fingerprints all over the deceased car. And one of the last few calls he made was to your number, Miss Hartley.
Well, of course Adnan's fingerprints would be all over Mulana Bashir's car, since he was the one who brought him home. And he called me to say that he was on his way.
Are you saying that you suspect we had something to do with the hijacking and killing of Mulana Bashir?
I don't know, sir. All I'm saying is that we don't have any other possible leads to go on at the moment. And you might need to testify in the court. about the time you had been with the deceased.
But I don't remember anything.
Ya Allah, how did this happen?
Officer, what are you all doing here?
Humaira, why are you here? And what are you doing dressed up like a cop?
I've been meaning to tell you, Layla. I work here.
Really? You're joking, right? Are you moonlighting as a cop?
No. I'm a detective.
A detective? But since when? I thought you were interning at that law firm and completing your degree and...
I was, but I decided I'd rather be a cop. So I've been with the police force for a while now. I just didn't tell you because you always had so much going on, first with Zunaid, then your mother-in-law, and now this.
Detective Khan is actually the one in charge of this case. You can take over from here, Detective. I'll go and mend the front desk.
So you were the investigating officer looking for me when I disappeared?
Yes, but, well, it's more complicated than that.
Tell us how it all happened, Humaira, since you seem to know so much about this case.
Well, all right. Where do I start?
How about at the beginning?
Okay, a few weeks ago, the station received a tip-off about a con artist posing as an amil in the Muslim community. A number of people had called in to say that they had been to visit the so-called amil and had been ripped off with huge sums of money, so...
That sounds very much like the amil you guys took Layla to, Humaira.
Well, yes, it was. You see, we were looking for a way to trap this guy. So when Layla began having nightmares and visions, I thought it was the perfect way to expose Sheikh Ramiz as a fraudster. I'm so sorry, Layla. It may seem like I was using you as bait, but I did have your best interest at heart. I thought there would be no harm in trying to kill two birds with one stone.
I can't believe this, Humaira.
So anyway, when your dad suggested that you see Maulana Bashir, I knew that I had to deter him from that route. We had just had information that Maulana Bashir was missing. And I thought if your family found out, they would put two and two together and figure out that Maulana Bashir was probably with Adnan, since both of them went missing at the same time.
So you're telling me that the police knew all along that Adnan kidnapped Maulana Bashir?
Well, we suspected that, but there was no way of tracing either of them. It was as if they both disappeared into thin air. So we thought we'd rather focus on exposing the fake Amil first and then go on our search for Adnan and the real Amil.
Oh my word, this is so unreal. So that day when you had to rush off and Layla, I remember you said Humaira mentioned something about a meeting at the station?
Yes, there I was, giving you all the information you needed without even knowing it.
Come now, guys. Let's hear Humaira out. So what happened after that?
Well, after I made the appointment with Sheikh Ramiz, I paid him a visit so that I could give him some background information on what was happening to Layla. Apparently, that's his modus operandi. He finds out about his clients through a source and then acts as though he himself can tell what's wrong with them.
So that was how he knew exactly what was going on with me, from the nightmares and the visions right through to not being able to conceive.
And you must have told him about Adnan going missing as well. That's how he knew what was going on with me also.
Yes. We had to trap this guy, and although it was at your family's expense, we also had a hunch that he could lead us to the whereabouts of Maulana Bashir and Adnan. So that day after I had taken y'all for the consult at his rooms, I doubled back to his place with the rest of the force, and we arrested Sheikh Ramiz. We raided his place and managed to recoup the cash payments made by many of his clients, and then we had the place boarded up.
So you knew all along that he was a fraudster. But then why did you insist on taking Mayanbar back to his room?
Just to throw you all off the track. In case you started thinking I was up to something, I had to let you all see for yourself that he was really a con artist.
Wow, that was really clever of you, Humaira.
So the money that I gave him that day?
Don't worry, Layla. Luckily, the Sheikh didn't have time to stash the money. We had a book of payments and the details of all his clients, so I returned all the money to all of them. and I left your money in the safe until I could tell you what's been going on.
Alhamdulillah, at least we got the money back.
Yes, but more importantly, that fraudster Sheikh was caught.
Poor Maulana Bashir, he didn't deserve to die like that.
He was such a good person. Inshallah, you will receive the reward of a martyr.
Ameen. But now we'll never find out the details of that week when I was holding him hostage at the harbor. He was the only one that knew what happened with the jinn.
Adnan, if you really want to know what happened to the jinn, I'm sure Salman's friend Tabu can tell you. He said he met you at the harbor that evening before you came home.
Yeah, I spoke to him. He just told me that there was some kind of jinn that Maulana Bashir took out. But I think it freaked him out too much. After that experience, he decided to give up becoming a Sangoma. He says it's not for him, all this crazy magic he calls it. So he's just going to stick to being an engineer.
Well, that's a relief. Maybe it's better that you don't know how it all happened, Adnan. And it's a blessing that you can't remember.
So, I guess I owe you all an apology. There was no way I could disclose what was going on. Otherwise, the case would have never been solved.
Oh, Humaira, I'm just glad that it's all over.
So, we still friends, Leila?
Of course! Now we can concentrate on finding you a husband, and Nasira can concentrate on her pregnancy.
What pregnancy?
Oh, Adnan, I'm so sorry. With all that has been going on, I completely forgot to tell you. We're having a baby.
A soft, gentle breeze is rustling the leaves of the trees in the garden of the house on the hill. In the early evening light, Hajrama and his hawk sit down for a quiet supper after the rest of the family have left to take Soda, Nur al-Ain, and Majid to the airport where they will catch their respective flights to Cape Town and Port Elizabeth.
Phew! Oh, what an eventful 2 weeks this has been.
Alhamdulillah, at least it's over. Now we can go back to normal, inshallah. Although I must say, I would have liked to know more about what happened to Adnan. Salman says that his colleague Tabu was going on about how the army managed to get rid of the jinn down at the harbor.
I suppose now we'll never know. If you're ready for supper, I'll call Maria. Maria, come! We can bring our food now.
After a few minutes, when Maria has still not responded, Hajrama mutters under her breath and makes her way to the kitchen to see what is keeping the helper up. She finds Maria standing at the sink, clutching a bottle and staring into the distance with a glazed look in her eyes.
Maria? Maria, what's wrong? You look like you've seen a ghost. What's that in your hand?
Ma, it's a bottle.
Yes, I can see that. But what's inside it? It looks like some strange swirling blue smoke. Where did you get it, Maria?
My son dropped it off just now. He said he was finished by the harbor and he found this bottle in the water. He thought it was looking so beautiful. So he brought it for me.
Ya Allah! Fuck! I think I know what that is. Don't open it! Maria!
Oh,
Radio Islam International would like to thank the cast and crew of The Knights of Layla. Layla Hartley, played by Nadia Adams. Salman Ali, played by Hafiz Muhammad Mustafa Porchi. Rueda Ali, played by Fahima Patel. Ishaq Ali, played by Yahya Ismail. Hajrama, played by Fatima Ahmed. Soda Patel, played by Zainab Bismillah. Safia Ali, played by Ramesa Bulbulia. Nurul Ain Hartley, played by Fatima Fadal. Majid Hartley, played by Azhar Muhammad. Adnan Hartley, played by Muhammad Chunara. Nasira Hartley, played by Yumna Bayat. Maulana Yaqub, played by Maulana Ahmed Waja. Maulana Zahir, played by Maulana Muhammad Ismail Bukharia. Maulana Ramiz, played by Maulana Muhammad Bam. Maulana Bashir, played by Vais Minjaki. Humaira Khan, played by Raisa Kolia. Thabo Munyatse, played by Maulana Muhammad Zain Kumalo. Dr. Muhammad, played by Maulana Ibrahim Zunaid. Layla's ex-husband, played by Hafiz Shoaib Haji. Maria, played by Fatima Umar. Officer Mbona, played by Jahangir Khan. Officer Pillay, played by Jahangir Khan. Dr. Pilani, played by Mahmoud al-Hassan Muhammad. The Jinni, played by Mahmoud al-Hassan Muhammad. Buta, played by Mulana Naeem Dokrat and Yazdan Khan, and narrated by myself, Tafail Patel. The Knights of Layla was written by Rabia Mayat, produced and directed by Ibrahim Shah, a Radio Islam International production.